This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Michael Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 160 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is June 9. Our Old Testament reading yesterday focused primarily on Hezekiah, king of Judah. Today we will move on to his son, Manasseh. We'll hear how he was quite different from his father, forsaking the Lord his God and turning to false gods, becoming one of the most idolatrous kings. And we will also hear how he repented after he was taken captive into Babylon, a prayer attributed to him expressing his repentance is said during the Great Compline service, and we'll hear that prayer tomorrow as the last chapter at the end of 2 Chronicles. Let's begin. 2 Chronicles, chapters 33 and 34. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem. But he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abomination of the Gentiles whom the Lord destroyed before the sons of Israel. For he turned and rebuilt the high places that Hezekiah his father had broken down. He raised up pillars for the Baals, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. He also built altars in the house of the Lord, where the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem shall my name be forever." And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Also he caused his sons to pass through the fire in the valley of the sons of Hinnom. He practiced soothsaying and bird augury, and sorcery, and consulted mediums and divining spirits. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord and provoked him to anger. He even set a carved image and a cast image, idols he had made, in the house of God, where God had said to David and to Solomon his son, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I chose out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. And I will not again remove the foot of Israel from the land I gave your fathers, provided they are careful to do all I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses." So Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray to do more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the sons of Israel. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they would not listen. Therefore the Lord brought against them the captains of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with bonds, bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. Now when he was in affliction, he sought the face of the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed to him. And the Lord received his entreaty, heard his cry, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. After this, he built a wall outside the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley as far as the gate. It enclosed Ophel, and he raised it to a very great height. Then he put military captains in all the fortified cities of Judah. He took away the foreign gods and the carved idols from the house of the Lord, and destroyed all the altars he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem outside the city. He also repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings and thank offerings on it. He commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people still sacrificed on the high places, but only to the Lord their God. The rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer to God, and the words of the seers who spoke to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, indeed of the word of his prayer and how God heard and responded to him, to all his sins and rebellions, and to the sites where he built high places and established groves and carved images before he returned, indeed this is written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the garden of his house. Then his son Amon reigned in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. For Amon sacrificed to all the idols his father Manasseh had made and served them. And he did not humble himself before the Lord, as his father Manasseh had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more. Then his servants conspired against him and killed him in his house. But the people of the land executed all those who had conspired against King Amon. Then the people of the land made his son Josiah king in his place. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right before the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year of his reign, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the groves, and the molded images. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence and the high places above them. And Josiah cut down the groves and the carved images and the molded images and crushed them to dust and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem, and the cities of Ephraim and Manasseh and Simeon, as far as Naphtali and all the surrounding areas. When he had broken down the groves and the altars and the idols, beaten the carved images into powder, and cut down all the high places throughout the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. In the 18th year of his reign, after he cleansed the land and the temple, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz his recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. When they came to Hilkiah the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites who kept the doors had gathered from the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, from all the remnant of Israel, from all Judah and Benjamin and those who dwelt in Jerusalem. Then they put it in the hand of the foreman who had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they gave it to the workmen who worked in the house of the Lord to repair and restore the house. They gave it to the carpenters and builders to buy hewn stone and timber for beams to roof the houses the kings of Judah had destroyed, and the men were faithful in their work. Their overseers were Jahath and Obadiah the Levites, of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshullam, of the sons of Kohath, who supervised. And all the Levites who were skillful with musical instruments. And overseers were over the burden bearers, and those who did work in any kind of service. And some of the Levites were scribes, officers, and gatekeepers. Now when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Then Hilkiah spoke up and said to Shaphan the scribe, "I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. So Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king's word, saying, "All the money given is in the hands of your servants who are doing the work." And they cast the silver found in the house of the Lord and delivered it into the hand of the overseers and the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest gave me a book," and Shaphan read it before the king. Thus, when the king heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam the son of Shaphan and Abdon the son of Micah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the servant of the king, saying, "Concerning the words of the book that was found, go inquire of the Lord for me from those who are left in Israel and Judah. For the wrath of the Lord is burning greatly against us, for our fathers did not obey the word of the Lord nor do everything written in this book." So Hilkiah and those the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tokath, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they told her this. And she told them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place, all the words written in the book they read before the king of Judah, for they forsook me and burned incense to other gods. They provoked me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath burns in this place, and it will not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what you shall say to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words you have heard, because your heart was turned and you humbled yourself before my face when you heard my words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me and tore your clothes and wept before me, I have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be placed in your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see the calamity I will bring on this place and its inhabitants. So they brought back word to the king. Then the king sent and gathered the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read for their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by his pillar and made a covenant before the Lord that he would follow the Lord and keep his commandments, his testimonies, and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, and perform the words of the covenant written in this book. And he required it of all who were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made a covenant in the house of the Lord God of their fathers. Thus Josiah removed all the abominations from all the land that belonged to the sons of Israel, and made all present in Jerusalem and Israel diligently serve the Lord their God for all their days. They did not depart from following the Lord God of their fathers. Psalm 127. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruits of your labor. You are blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a vine, prospering on the sides of your house. Your children like newly planted olive trees around your table. Behold, so shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the good things of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 128. Many times they warred against me from my youth. Let Israel now say, many times they warred against me from my youth, yet they did not overcome me. The sinners schemed behind my back, they prolonged their lawlessness. The righteous Lord cut in pieces the necks of sinners. Let all who hate Zion be ashamed and turn back. Let them become like grass on the housetops, which withers before it is plucked up, like grass with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the gatherer of sheaves his bosom. Neither do those who pass by say to them, "The Lord's blessing be upon you. In the Lord's name we bless you." Proverbs chapter 28, verses 6 through 11. A poor man walking in the truth is better than a rich liar. A wise son keeps the law, but he who cherishes luxury dishonors his father. He who increases his wealth with usury and unjust gains gathers it for him who shows mercy to the poor. He who turns away his ear so as not to hear the law, he also makes his prayer repulsive. He who leads upright men astray in an evil way, he shall fall into destruction. And lawless men shall pass by good things, but they shall not enter into them. John chapter 18, verses 1 through 27. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way." That the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet, and in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Indeed, they know what I said." And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. At this point in the Gospel of John, we have finished the long priestly prayer that Jesus said over his disciples. This has been the last several chapters and the last several days of reading. But now that's finished. He is betrayed and arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. We've heard this before, three times in fact, in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, not to mention all the times we heard it in church during Holy Week. But this is the last time we will be reading it here in our daily Orthodox scriptures this year. So we need to pay special attention to the Passion and the Resurrection, which are coming up. We have centered our New Testament readings on the life of Jesus, but soon we will be looking at what comes next. But before that, let's really pay attention to these last days of Jesus and the last days of our reading the Gospels. And although when we finish the Gospels and move into the book of Acts, we are no longer reading the life of Jesus, we recognize throughout the scriptures that Jesus is still there. And so for us as well, let's stay close to him here in our readings. And when we are away from the scriptures during our daily activities, remember that Jesus is still there, still with us. Be mindful of that. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You have been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. For more information about the ministries of St. Michael Orthodox Church, please visit OrthodoxKY.com. That's OrthodoxKY.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.